I want you to put your hands on the podcast to feel the future coming down the pipe.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Ian McLeod bringing you a podcast called The Quest. It's been a long time since I've done a quest, and I apologize for anybody who may have been waiting on a podcast from me, but you might have thought I'd thrown in the towel. I have not, and they're just going to be periodic and sporadic, and I think maybe that's the promise that I should give and nothing else, and we'll give out little bits when there's something worthy to say. I'm not going to bother just putting things together just because. So got into the holiday spirit, did lots of holiday things, and it was really good, and now we're back at work and focusing and back on concentrating on podcasting, and it's all a good thing. So today's little mini podcast is just a quick response to Adam and Dave, of course, Adam Curry and Dave Weiner I'm talking about. They recently did a Trade Secrets, and they were talking about this Max Weinstein or something like that. I actually apologize that I forget the name, but this person who Adam did an interview with on Daily Source Code, and he was really, really, really into this podcast that the person's producing, and bought completely into the, I don't know, the character that this person is portraying, and believed it to be a real person. And after their interview, he found that it was completely scripted, didn't believe it at all, called it a bunch of crap, and they waxed on about, you know, how bad this is. And absolutely, guys, you know, if you feel you've been betrayed and, you know, misled and have a personal reaction to it, I think that's absolutely fine and justified. What I have that I want to talk about, though, is the fact that you guys are talking about, well, this isn't podcasting. That's not what podcasting is. Isn't doing things like that. And I don't know that it's as much Adam as much as it is maybe Dave Weiner, but I've often heard Dave Weiner, or at least during this last Trade Secrets for sure, trying to define what podcasting is, and not in the sense of technically what it is. I mean, we kind of understand, I think, technically what podcasting is. It's a way of distributing recorded sounds over the internet on a subscribed basis, which is fabulous and is great, and I'm stoked about it and, you know, real big supporter of it. Where I have issues and problems is that since Dave and Adam really drove this, they feel very connected to it, and I think there's something, you know, beyond the financial bit that they're trying to gain by whatever venture they're starting up together, and, you know, beyond just creating something new and exciting, I think they have a very clear vision of what they want it to be, and I don't think you can really do that, and I apologize. I'm not trying to be inflammatory by any means to either Dave or Adam. All I'm trying to say is that you've given it some life, essentially, and it's going to live its own life, and it's going to be what it is. People are going to represent themselves in whatever way they choose. It may be misleading, it may be dishonest, it may become, you know, maybe the exact opposite of that. It does, but you're not going to have any control over it. And trying to define, you know, podcasting is this medium where everything is real, and it's not like broadcasting. And the reality is, it is like broadcasting, only it's amateur. It's amateur broadcasting. So we don't bother with all of the things about worrying about dead air and clicks and sounds. And that's what its intrigue, a big part of its intrigue. I think everybody kind of out there understands that. It's you're listening to something that feels very real and unproduced. Not all podcasts are going to feel that way. Adam Curry's podcast feels that way, but only by a bit. I mean, it's pretty well produced. Yes, he does it in one sitting, and he's not mixing it all up and all the rest, but the reality is that it's very professional. He has a very professional sound. There's going to be others who are going to come along, and they're going to create podcasts that are exactly like radio shows, and they may not do very well, or they may do really, really well. You know, who's to say? But all I'm saying is, I think we shouldn't get too caught up in defining what podcasting is beyond what it is technically. Technically, we can define it. Other than that, it'll live its life. There's no need, I think, for a definition. Podcasting today, the broad majority of the podcasts that are created fit into the description that Dave and Adam will put around these things. They fit into the description of being real, and like mine right now, you know, if somebody comes to the door, you're going to hear me say, hold on, I got to go get the door, whatever, you know, spill my coffee, you'll hear me, ah, shit, I spilled my coffee, whatever. But the point is that that's where it is today. It's going to live its own life. It's going to do all kinds of things. The fact that you felt misled and all the rest, that's fine, and I completely agree with that and with what you're saying, and I think you're justified in having the reaction that you did, and absolutely cool to come out and call Max or whatever, Maxine, or God, I'm so embarrassed that I keep forgetting this person's name. It just makes me look like an idiot, but anyways. The point of the fact is that I'm not dissing you guys for that. What I'm saying is, let's not try to define, you know, the structure of podcasting, what people do with it. It's going to be what it's going to be, man. Anyways, that's it. Thanks for listening, for those of you that are. And get out there and make your own podcast, because that's where success is when people are out there voicing their opinion. I know it feels good to just sit here and do this today, and regardless of how many people are going to hear it. So that's about it. We'll talk to you sometime soon. Take it easy.